From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. To Pakistan now, where protesters clashed with police today in several cities. The demonstrators want the release of a U.S.-trained Pakistani scientist, Afia Siddiqui. Yesterday in New York, she was sentenced to 86 years in prison for trying to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Lahore, Siddiqui's detention has caused friction between Pakistan's Islamists and their government.
On the streets of Islamabad, Karachi, Lahore, and other cities, Islamist political parties led the faithful out of Friday prayers. Hundreds of them marched towards U.S. embassies and consulates, threw rocks at police, and burned U.S. flags. In Islamabad, opposition politicians slammed the government for failing to secure Afia Siddiqui's release. On local TV, Talha Mahmood, a senator with the Islamist United Council of Action, berated Islamabad's ambassador in Washington.
Hussain Haqqani is serving in the U.S. as Pakistani ambassador, but in reality he is not a Pakistani ambassador. He is protecting American interests and not those of Pakistan.
According to prosecutors at her trial in New York, after Afia Siddiqui was captured in Afghanistan, she grabbed a rifle and fired at U.S. soldiers and FBI officers, shouting, "Death to America." Speaking from the family hometown of Karachi, Siddiqui's sister Fozia called the verdict a travesty of justice and rejected reports linking her sister to Al-Qaeda.
Why did the prosecution stand up and say there are no charges of terrorism, Al-Qaeda or Taliban? This is all a media trial. This is all the Western media speaking. Let me tell all the Western media that they are liars and their lies will come out in front of the whole world.
Pakistan's leaders pledged to continue efforts to bring Siddiqui home. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani called Siddiqui the daughter of the nation, and Parliament passed a resolution calling for her release. But critics on the left and right feel that, rhetoric aside, it's business as usual between Islamabad and Washington. Farooq Tariq is a spokesman for the left-wing Labour Party of Pakistan.
I don't think that this government will go any further than just making political statements for the public to cool down their emotions, and that's all.
Tariq says Islamabad will not end its partnership with Washington in fighting terrorism or upset a major donor of aid to Pakistan's flood victims. He adds that the verdict will mostly serve to reinforce perceptions in Pakistan that U.S. courts won't give a Muslim a fair trial, and in the U.S. that Pakistan is an Islamic fundamentalist state. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Lahore.